Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to ParentCast. It's a podcast dedicated to new parents, new babies, and their new lives together. So listen and relax, folks, because it's free, it's funny, and it's a lot better than therapy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to ParentCast. In case you're tuning in, this is episode 19B. 19B, you say? Yes, the second segment of episode 19. It just went on a little too long, and we know that you need a break. You only have so much time and so much patience. So we are going to just jump into the rest of our conversation with Kathy Morin, who is a lactation consultant, and our topic is breastfeeding. Here we go.
We had some friends on Facebook submit some questions, and Shelly M, she actually asked that, like, what is the best way to get started with her first? She just had a terrible experience kind of at the hospital, and she wasn't really able to speak to a lactation specialist there. You know, what advice could you have for someone who's just starting off and is maybe having a rocky start?
I would, if she's not getting the help that she needs in the hospital, I would contact a lactation consultant out of the hospital and ask them to come see you in the hospital. That can be done. I don't think the hospital would appreciate it, but if you're not getting the help that you need, you're certainly within your right to get it elsewhere and address it sooner rather than later. You can also contact somebody like me and make an appointment to have us see you immediately when you get home. What else? Look at those Jack Newman videos to kind of get an idea of what you should be doing. Check in with your pediatrician. You're going to see your pediatrician probably the day after discharge. And if you feel things aren't going well, let the pediatrician know so that they can make an appropriate referral for you. But you really do have to advocate for yourself, unfortunately. I think, if they don't hear from you in the hospital, they assume everything's going well. And they'll move on to somebody who is voicing more concern. So if a mom feels like she's not getting the help that she needs to speak up. And if she's not getting it at the hospital, she needs to get it someplace else and get it sooner rather than later.
Great. Now, Blake has joined us back. He had to step away from her a little bit because Reese woke up. And so,
oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh.
But Blake's back. He did his dad duty and was able to put the baby back to sleep.
Julie B. asks, is there a difference between lactation counselor and a lactation consultant?
Yes, that is a really good question. Very good question. So a certified lactation counselor is somebody who has taken a week-long class offered by the Center for Breastfeeding, which is this wonderful educational and resource, a research-focused organization on Cape Cod. And they run this week-long course, Monday through Friday, that involves a lot of lectures and role-playing and things like that, and a test at the end. And if you pass the test at the end, you become a certified lactation counselor. It is a really, really great course, and I myself am hoping to take it someday. I've never had the opportunity to do it, but I would love to. I have three of my employees are taking it this week right now in Hartford, Connecticut. That's how strongly I feel about what a wonderful course it is. But it is different from a board-certified lactation consultant in many ways. A board-certified lactation consultant has to have some kind of professional degree. They either need to be an RN, they need to be a social worker, they need to be a doctor, they need to have a college degree, and usually are licensed in some other way, okay? They also have to have a certain number of hours of educational training, and that course that I just mentioned that's offered by the Center for Breastfeeding many times is what people will do to fulfill some of that educational component that's required for board certification. But the biggest difference between a certified lactation counselor and a board certified lactation consultant is the actual clinical experience of managing breastfeeding problems for mothers and babies, okay? And depending on the experience and degree of the person who is applying to sit for the exam. I think when I did it 15 years ago, was it 15 years ago or 20 years ago? I think it was 20 years ago. I had to have 3,000 hours of actual hands-on care of breastfeeding mothers and babies. Okay? So we have the clinical experience, and because of the my nursing license, I have a license to touch a mother and to touch a baby and to examine them, okay? A certified lactation counselor only has the certification to counsel somebody, to discuss, okay? They don't have a license to actually touch the patient.
They don't get to get in up in there and help you out and fix the baby's mouth.
They're not supposed to. They're not supposed to, and they don't have the clinical experience to do that. That's the big difference.
So when it comes to, actually, I'm sorry, Jessica C. asks this question. If you're exclusively breastfeeding, when is it a good time to pump so that you can actually, you know, build up that stock of milk that, you know, all the mothers just love taking pictures of and putting it on Facebook, you know,
right, in
the freezer? Like, you know, and oh my God, you have to leave your kid for a few hours. Like, when's a good time to do that?
How do you do it? Right. So ideally, I would tell moms not to pump for like the first 3 weeks, okay? To just, you know, hopefully the engorgement isn't so bad that they need to pump. They're just able to nurse their baby, and they don't have to pump at all. And I would tell them after 3 weeks, the baby's going to have a three-week growth spurt. And once the baby gets through that growth spurt, that's when I usually have moms start to pump once a day. And I have them pump once a day in the morning. Usually after that first morning feeding, which might be, you know, I don't know, 6, 7, or 8 o'clock in the morning, moms tend to have the most milk in the morning, and very often their baby will nurse, but they'll still feel really full, okay? Or the baby will take one side and just will not take the other side because they get so much milk on the first side. And so I always have moms pump just once a day in the morning after a feeding. And whatever milk they get, they just throw in the freezer, okay? And if they do that every day, they're going to have an amazing stash of milk so that they can come and go as they need to. They won't be in a jam if they go back to work, okay? And they feel confident that if they get sick, if they have to be away for a while, that there'll be plenty of milk for their baby.
That sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Kathy. This was incredibly helpful and useful, and Blake will be listening to the parts that he missed because he had to go take care of the babe.
I know. My apologies, Kathy. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. No, that's fine. You got to do what you got to do.
This was so helpful. Well, thank you so much, Kathy.
You are very welcome.
All right, Blake, what did you think about that interview?
I love boobs.
Okay. I'm so happy that I married such a mature man. Wow. You know what's so sad is that people are going into iTunes or into Google and they're searching for help with breastfeeding, or they're searching for really worthwhile tips. I should have known better than to do a podcast with my husband.
Especially who has about boobs.
Who has the maturity of a 15-year-old. You just wait to the placenta encapsulation.
Oh no, there is no chance. We're just the episode. I thought you were referring to the fact that you wanted to do it.
I do want to do it.
Oh no, we're not doing that.
You don't get a say.
I get a say.
I'm gonna bag that thing up in a little doggy bag and send it off to a doula.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh no, God no, we're not doing that in this house.
Our doula does it. Kim, remember her from the doula episode?
I have a major crush on her.
Look at you, mister.
That was a rookie mistake. Sorry about that.
Turn your phone off. Rookie,
wow.
and you're being inappropriate. So in general, though, I've already heard back from people that episode 19A was already a super duper useful episode.
Was it really?
So I hope that the rest of these tips, and in general, guys, if you live in Rhode Island, I've seen Kathy Morin and I've worked with her with our breastfeeding issues, which Blake hopefully will start to take a little seriously. She was so incredibly helpful. So if you're having any issue whatsoever and you're in Rhode Island or the Massachusetts area, try to go see Kathy at Healthy Babies, Happy Moms. And if you don't live in Rhode Island, find yourself a lactation consultant. Find yourself a La Leche League or just someone who is someone who can help you with your breastfeeding. Because the one thing that makes me really upset about breastfeeding, you know how you always see these things on Facebook and they're like, breastfeeding is natural. Everybody should breastfeed. Every animal, every mammal does. Have you seen those?
I got nipples, Fokker. Could you milk me?
Yes. quote from Meet the Parents. Thank you, Blake. No, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
So this is like part of the mommy wars that people say goes online with the breastfeeding moms versus the formula moms.
Yep.
And I just want to let you guys know that everyone who says it comes naturally and it comes normally, it doesn't. You've never done it before in your life. And the baby's never nursed either. So it makes sense that you need a little help. You need a little guidance. And hopefully that's what this episode of ParentCast was for you. And if you need some more assistance, make sure you head on over and go online and find your local La Leche League or ask some girlfriends nearby who they might have seen for a lactation consultant, because it didn't come supernatural to me. It ended up being great, but it was hard at first, guys.
It was even hard for me, too, because I was the one that had to sit there and watch and help you along with the breastfeeding. Was the kid getting a good enough latch? Did he have like the fish lips that we talked about? And that's a pain in the butt, man, especially at like 2:30 in the morning. Even as a guy, if you're listening to this, you need support for breastfeeding too, because it can be tough. Of course, when it finally gets going, oh, it's great. I mean, you don't even have to buy food. You don't have to do anything. All you do is just give the kid over to mom.
You need to feed the mom and make sure she's well hydrated. Oh,
lots and lots and lots of Gatorade. I can't even tell you how much freaking Gatorade I bought. I single-handedly kept that freaking drink business in business. Oh my God, the amount of Gatorade that was in our house. Ugh.
Well, Gatorade at least is cheaper than coconut water, because that was what I really wanted. The Vita Coco with the pineapple. Oh, it tastes so good. Ugh. Anyway, guys, I hope that this episode was incredibly useful to you. We would love to hear your feedback on it.
Speaking of feedback, why don't we get into what we've already heard from you guys, our beautiful listeners. Gemma P. got a hold of us on Facebook, and she said that she's still breastfeeding her 14-month-old and doesn't plan to stop until age 2 or when he actually loses interest, whichever of course comes first. It does so much for brain development, the immune system, future obesity or diseases. It relieves pain, not to mention it's an excuse to have some pretty long cute cuddles with her active toddler every day and just stroke his hair and look at his eyes. It hasn't been easy for her. She's got blocked ducts, pumping at work. She's had sore nipples, but worth every ounce of discomfort. And she actually loves just talking about breastfeeding. Well, Gemma, I got to say, I love talking about breastfeeding too, because it's talking about boobs. I mean, how could you not like that? In all honesty, though, I'm really happy for you that you're able to breastfeed your child for as long as you can. I think it's a great idea. Breastfeed him for as long as you want. If the kid's happy, then the mom's happy. And if the mom's happy, trust me, dad's happy. That's the most important thing. But either way, if it works out for you, go ahead and do that. That's the best thing about it. Sore nipples or no sore nipples, it's worth it. We also wanted to give a great shout out and a round of applause to the ladies over at the Brilliant Business Moms podcast. They are terrific. And they actually had Mary on for an interview. And they were great. They talked about Mary's job and how she's created her blog and, you know, thusly the podcast that you're now listening to. And she was awesome. And those ladies were so sweet and so kind to her. So I just want to say, if you guys get a chance, if when you're done listening to this, go over to the Brilliant Business Moms podcast. They are super awesome. They're wicked nice. They are really talented and they got a great show, especially for women who want to take control of their own destiny and either work from home or create a career they thought they never could have, but they actually can. So again, go visit the Brilliant Business Moms podcast. They're awesome. We also received an awesome phone call on the ParentCast hotline. So, Julie, take it away.
Hi, Mary and Blake. This is Julie calling in from New York. I just want to say how much I love ParentCast. I'm an avid listener. I really enjoy listening to your podcast on my way to work. My subway commute is not that enjoyable or pleasant, but on the mornings I have you guys to listen to, it definitely goes by a lot better and a lot more enjoyable. I really enjoyed all of your episodes. The doula one was especially helpful for my husband. He had no idea what a doula was, and I had him listen to it, and it just kind of clicked for him. So he finally understood kind of this crazy new idea that I wanted to, be part of, since none of his friends had ever heard of a doula, and no one in his family had ever heard of it or used one. So it was really helpful for me to kind of help him understand the approach that I'm taking, you know, with the birth of our son. And it was just very helpful. So thank you so much.
Julie, I'm glad that doula episode helped you out so much and that you listened to us on the commute to your ride to work. I know that the subway sucks, and I'm sure being in the subway in New York sucks even more. So I know, again, that doula episode was really helpful. I know if I had not had a doula, I would have no clue what a doula is, and I definitely would need a resource like that particular episode to get my mind wrapped around that subject. There is just no way a guy can understand what a doula does unless he hears it, you know, from the person that actually is a doula, or from a mindless idiot like me, who is a guy who had no idea what a doula was. So I'm glad we could help you out. All right, kid, what do you say? Let's actually just get into the wines of the week.
All right, Blake, what's your wine of the week?
I'm going to whine about my cat again.
Because, go for it.
Because my cat is a freaking ninja. That cat is like the bane of my existence. Anytime you open the door, the thing just runs right outside. And the worst part is I can't even hear her. She just appears out of nowhere. It's like Mr. Deeds, you know, with the butler. He's like, he just shows up like, there he is. You know, it's ridiculous. I hate this cat. Can't stand the cat. But the worst problem of the whole deal with the cat is if I'm trying to get ready and I'm trying to get the kid out the door, I open the door, I got the kid in hand, I got the bag in my other hand, I got his sippy cup in my other hand, and I got my shoes, and I got my keys, and I got all these things in my hands. I am like a tent walking out the door, and the cat escapes. The cat escapes. And I have a moral obligation to go get that cat.
Well, yeah, you spent like how much money?
It was 90 bucks on that damn thing, that infernal cat. I got to go get that cat. So what do I got to do? I got to go back in the house. I got to put my kid in the pack and play. Then the kid starts crying. He's doing his annoyed cry. And I got to put all the crap down on the floor. Then I got to go chase the cat. And let me tell you, I ain't in good enough shape to chase this little freaking ninja. She just darts wherever she wants to go. And I'm the idiot that has to follow her. So finally, I get the cat after like 15 minutes of hearing my kid cry and the cat running around in the streets, almost getting hit by cars. And I bring her back in the house. And what does she want to do again? Run right back out the freaking door. So I got to lock her in the bathroom so I can bring the kid outside. This cat sucks.
I locked her in the bathroom because I was throwing out our trash the other day and I had to do multiple trips. I forgot that she was in there. I went in and she tore apart a whole roll of toilet paper.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
I wonder why I found little toilet paper bits everywhere.
Yeah.
I thought that was you. I think you just freaked out on something.
No, she did. She was there for a very long time. I was like, guys, I'm going to have to make my own litter at this rate. Yeah, she was not too
happy.
Maybe
that's the way we can toilet train her. That way we don't have to have like litter anymore.
We'll toilet train her and Reese at the same time.
Oh, my God. All right. How about you, kid? What do you got?
My wine of the week. Let's just go with the poop theme because that's what I had to talk about for my judgment-free zone. Here's the issue. I love when Reese doesn't have poop in his diaper for me. I love when other people have to wipe poopy butts. Like, I am so excited when I get the kid and he's clean. And it's just a pee diaper. Or when I bring him to the nanny and she's like, oh, when was his last diaper change? And I'm like, oh, he's ready for one. Like, I know that he's dropped a deuce in there. So he's been having this weird, isn't that what you guys call it? Like, isn't that what boys?
What do you mean, you guys?
Like, boys, don't they call poop deuce? Is that a swear word?
No.
Oh. Why are you laughing?
You are so helpless.
Okay. Well, anyway.
You sound like the biggest, you guys call it the deuce? It's like my mom when she caught me smoking weed. Are you on the marijuana? Yes, mom. I'm on the marijuana.
Well, anyway, so Reese yesterday, there was like no poop in his diaper and he was with me all day yesterday. So I was really nervous because I was like, this kid's saving up for something.
It's gonna be like a super poop.
And it's like hot potato, you know, he's not going to be seeing the babysitter. My dad's not coming over. Blake is only going to see him for like 1 hour. So most likely I'm going to be left with a hot potato.
It's a ticking time bomb.
Hot potato happened every single hour this today. I don't know what happened.
Did it really?
I don't know what happened. But you do. You get this fear when you know that your kid hasn't pooped for a while. It's not like, oh, I feel nervous. Is he feeling okay? The fear that overwhelms you is like, oh my gosh, there's going to be so many poopy diapers in my future and like nasty poopy diapers. So that's what I'm complaining about is the day of no poop actually gives you more fear and anxious anxiety.
Not even about the kid being ill, but I don't want to clean up crap diapers.
Because you know it's going to be a lot. It's just a lot of work, man. And this kid's all wiggly. It's
hey, like, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad now that we didn't do cloth diapers? Come on, just say it. Okay. Tell me I was right.
So when I washed those sheets with the poop, I like took the poop off. You know the like poop that I still don't know is the cat poop or the adult poop?
The one that you wanted
Not
me to analyze?
Adult, human. Yeah.
Go all Jurassic Park on it?
So I finally, mind you, I finally washed it. I took the poop off. I only had to pick like 4 pieces of poop out. And I was sitting there saying, thank God I don't cloth diaper. Because I...
Oh, wait. Hold on. Rewind that.
Thank God I don't cloth diaper.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Rewind that.
Oh,
say that again.
Okay, thank God I don't cloth diaper.
Okay, thank you.
I'm
thank
the one
you.
Saying thank God. You don't have oh, to
wait,
prove
wait,
a point.
Wait. Hold on. Give me a round of applause. Yes. Thank you so much.
So I just can't. I really applaud all of you parents who have made the decision to be better for the environment.
You guys are freaking nuts.
No, they are heroes.
No, you're not. Sorry.
I can be your hero, baby.
I can do something better.
I can wipe the poop off of the diaper. I will wash the diapers with my regular clothes, even though there's poop.
Okay, we're just going to give this one a boo.
Okay, thank you. So I just, that was my, I don't even know what I was talking about right now. But
the cloth diapers, them, the people being heroes.
It was just a tough time.
Oh my God, no
time.
Way. You cloth diaper people are crazy.
Let's move on to our win of the week.
Woo!
Our win of the week is actually going to be given to us by one of our listeners, Jessica R.
Yeah, girl.
She wanted to send in her win of the week, so here it is.
Hey, Mary and Blake and the Parent Cast listeners. This is Jessica R. from Warwick, Rhode Island, and I wanted to leave a voicemail for you guys with a win of the week, kind of in light of the episode you guys did about staying friends with your friends that don't have kids. And I recently visited, traveled to my hometown and visited with my best friends from childhood, and they absolutely loved Nathan. It was my friend Mike's first time meeting him, and we just had the best time, and it just kind of made me realize, even though we've, you know, moved to a different state and have, you know, tried to make friends with new people in new places that we've lived, sometimes all you need is that one really good friend or two from, you know, from childhood. So wanted to thank you guys for covering that topic and say I was kind of refreshed and recharged hanging out with some old friends who absolutely loved my son. And just wanted to say you guys are doing an awesome job with the show, and keep it up. Bye.
Way to go, Jessica.
That is awesome. I'm so glad that you had an opportunity to have your kid with your friends and like experience that whole awesomeness of your friends actually like liking your kid. Because it is kind of cool when that happens. And I'm also glad that we played a small role in that.
Aww.
You know, I mean, it was a listener, you know, a chosen episode, and the listeners took advantage of it. You know, we talked about it. I mean, we are far from experts, but we did the best that we could, and look what happened.
We're really happy. We're so happy. And if any of you ever want to send in your wins of the week, we'd love to hear it. Or if you want to send us a wine, hopefully it's not about poop. You know what I would love?
What?
I would love for one of our listeners who is a cloth diapering parent to send us a win related to their cloth diapering. Let me know how many piles of dirty diapers you have saved from going into a landfill. Make us believe in you.
Heck no. No way. There is no way anybody will call in about cloth diapering because they haven't saved anything.
You know what, cloth diaper people? Take this as your charge. You need to go to parentcastpodcast.com and click on our hotline and record yourself through your computer.
I challenge any of you to actually give me a reason that cloth diapering is good.
Do it, guys. Please do it.
I challenge you. Like, this is like a duel. I'm slapping you like virtually in the face with one of the gloves. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm just singing Duel of the Fates in my head right now. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Where's Darth Maul when I need him?
Anyway, so that is awesome listener feedback. Thank you so much, Jessica. And we're glad that you got to chime in for our win of the week. Now it's time for our parent picks of the week, where we get to share with you some of our favorite items or even a tip that we would highly recommend to other parents out there. I want to let you guys know about my favorite item right now. It's by a company called Zoli, Z-O-L-I. I recommended their cup before called the Zoli Bot for helping your kids learn how to drink through a straw. Right now I'm recommending their product called Gummy Sticks. Now, if your child is teething, and especially if they're going to have molars coming in, you're going to want to get one of these gummy sticks. Because you think teething's bad? Teething with molars, I think like our kid's been having one tooth come in now for a month. It takes forever. And just think about how big your molars are. So these gummy sticks, they kind of look like a toothbrush, except it's this nice little gummy bit at the end. And they just get to put it in their mouth and really rub on that tooth and massage that tooth, which is just that they want. Otherwise, they're going to bite your furniture. They're going to bite your cats. They're going to bite your fingers. So get your kid some Zoli gummy sticks.
Or they're going to be like my kid and bit my nipple. That was awful. Do you remember that? We got the video of that somewhere. We're gonna have to put it in the show notes. Kid bit my nipple. It was ridiculous.
That was really weird.
That was like, what the hell's happening?
Why did he do that?
I don't even remember.
He was probably mad at you for not cloth diapering.
Oh my god, no. He's proud of me. That freaking cloth diaper freaks.
What is your parent pick of the week?
I got the Diono Radian RXT car seat. The thing is phenomenal. Absolutely love it. And it's a little expensive. It's probably like $270, $280. I get it. That's a lot of bread, but it's totally worth it, especially if you have a car like Mary, which is a Volkswagen Jetta. We had a huge like Britax seat, and it was big and bulky. I'm sure provided a lot of protection, but it was such a pain in the butt. You got to get your kid in there. You got to like wrench your back a little bit. Then you got to, especially if your kid's like a freaking monster like Reese, it takes forever to get him in there. But this Diono Radian RXT one, it's actually very lightweight. It's not bulky, and it provides like double the protection of this one. It's like counterintuitive to think that it's like that, but it's true. And that's why I love this seat. I totally recommend it to anybody, especially with a small car.
I like it because it's one of the few, I feel like there's only two brands of car seats that you can actually push the passenger seat up so that it's touching the back
of the rear facing car seat. Yep.
So if you have a small car and you're tall people like us, it's one of the few that you're okay to do that. So yeah, good choice, Blake.
Thanks, girl. They don't pay me the big bucks for nothing.
All right, Blake. You did a good job making it through today's episode.
Thank you so much.
I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of all of you who were able to listen to 19 Point B.
I know.
We really thank you for putting up with splitting this episode in half.
I know. I'm sorry that we had to do that, guys, but we couldn't in good conscience make this episode 19 an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. We couldn't do it.
You just wouldn't want to listen to us that long.
I know. We're not that important. We're not that entertaining.
It's all good. Well, if you do find us entertaining, or if you want to leave us some listener feedback, especially for those of you who cloth diaper, you want to head on over to our website. It's parentcastpodcast.com.
And if you want to tell me how much you love boobs like me, that's okay too. You can get us on Facebook at facebook.com/parentcast.
We're also up on Twitter. Please follow us there. Send us a little tweet. Let us know what you think. Our Twitter address is twitter.com/parentcast.
And we love email. I love, love, love email. So get us on email at parentcast@gmail.com.
Last but certainly not least, if you are listening to us on iTunes, we would love for you to give us a review and possibly rate us. You know, that always helps out, and it helps more people learn about ParentCast and to join the ParentCast community.
I wish I could say that I would take any rating that you would like to give us, but I'd be lying. I only want fives. Fives are the only good thing that I got.
Well, you can give us anything, in my opinion, because I love critiquing. So bring it on. Bring it on. All right. So that wraps up episode 19B of ParentCast. What's coming up next week, Blake?
Ever get on your Facebook feed and be pissed off at what parents do and like the things that they share? Well, that's what we're talking about next week. All Facebook faux pas by parents. So get us the feedback, get on the horn, and let us know what you think. And call the hotline. If it's good, we'll put it on the air. And if it sucks, well, then you're left out as always. Later.
What do you mean, get on the horn?
The horn. You never heard of the horn?
What is a horn? Like your car horn? Beep, beep.
No, your hoop. Beep, the horn. Beep, it's like, beep, it's, beep, you know, get on the horn and give me a ring. You know, it's like, it's using your phone. You never heard of that expression before?
Why would you get on a horn to call someone?
They're not literally using a horn, you hoop. You're using your phone.
I've never heard of that phrase. It must be a Massachusetts thing.
No, seriously. Has anybody ever heard of this expression? Get on the horn and give me a
nobody's
and
here
let
but
me know.
Me. Nobody's here no, but me. Well, and I'm telling you.
People are listening to us.
I'm telling you. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
I'm telling you, more people know the expression the horn than there are people that actually use cloth diapers that like it. I'm telling you, that's the truth.
If anyone's actually listened to the end of this episode, they're sitting here saying, I don't know what Blake's talking about. So we're just going to close
Look,
it
get
that.
On the horn and let us know your feedback, will you?
Meaning?
Use your phone. Use the hotline and let
people
us know.
People don't even use their phone anymore. All I want is for someone to send us a tweet.
A tweet?
You're confusing people by telling them to go on the horn and then the phone. Just send us a tweet, guys.
Send us a tweet.
Send us a review.
Maybe an email.
This is why we don't get enough reviews, because you're telling people to horn. They're sitting in their car horning.
this episode's falling apart.
Goodbye, Blake. Episode 19B.
Get on the horn and call us.
Goodness. ParentCast is a Tall Mom Media production. Please do not take anything that we say as true facts. We are not specialists or really anything. We're just parents who are trying to figure this thing out. So research things on your own.
Don't sue us.
Please.
We're poor.